This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
Welcome, everyone, to this new episode. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
If this is the first time you're watching us on YouTube, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel. If you're listening to us on the go on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving us some feedback so we know what to do and what not to do, and we'll change them as soon as possible to for your guys' pleasure of enjoyment. Wherever you're listening to us on the go, whether you're driving to work or taking a crap on the toilet, wherever you're doing, we would love to be there. In your ear while you guys are taking a shot.
I don't want to be there, but you can listen to us. That's fine.
Yeah. No, but we're here for this new episode. This episode is episode 11. This is Terminator 3, Rise of the Machine from 2003. Nate, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yes, I'll just leave that because I don't want to give any spoilers. I don't even want to give spoilers in my tone of... you know what I'm gonna say. So yeah, I am ready.
Yeah, I've been dying to talk about this because, like, all right, so let me give you a little brief history of me and the Terminators. Okay. I'm not a big fan of the franchise. I like two a lot, which I gave it a perfect score across the board, but I'm not too crazy with the other sequels right after two.
Okay.
I'm like I always said it, I'm more of a Rambo fan. I think all the Rambos are really good. I think that's a better franchise over the Terminators, but again, we're going to tackle that once we watch all the Rambos, and we'll see which is what. But as of right now, I've seen this movie once when I purchased it on Blu-ray. I never went to the theater to watch Terminator 3. I was never intrigued to see it in the theater. I was just like, who cares? But I've seen it once when I purchased the Blu-ray, and then when we did this now. This is the second time you're watching The Rise of Terminator 3. Yeah.
I saw this. I remember I saw this with my grandma, of course, at a double feature in 2003 of the first movie was Too Fast, Too Furious, and then the second movie was this, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. So I saw it in a packed house. It was in July of 2003. I remember that. I had no school. You know, me and my cousins, we didn't have school. She took us to the movies. And I have seen it probably, I've seen it a handful of times, not as much as one or two, but a handful. But this is my first time watching it in a minute. So, I did a rewatch just to make sure I remembered everything correctly.
Yeah. I mean, look, so for, let's just get right into it because I've been dying to talk about this movie. I've been held in my tongue for a long time about this. So let's get right into it. We always start off with these box office numbers, Rotten Tomatoes. But before we start it, I'm going to give you guys our Levels of Geeks criteria where we review all our action movies based off of with these scores. So the first things first is lead actor or lead character. Then it goes right into main villain, right into action scenes, right into storyline, overall of the entire film is one, and then right into our total points out of 25. Nate and myself, we give each our different scores. We do not know what they are. And then, of course, we would love you guys to comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. Please give us your scores. What did you think about the movie yourselves? You don't have to give a score. Just give us something. What you guys thought about Terminator 3, Rise of the Machine from 2003. And, of course, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or whatever, chime in. Go to our social media account on Levels of Geeks and Netflix Reviews and let us know what you guys thought about this movie, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machine. So let's get right into these box office numbers because I love talking about this. Because this this was like a new perspective that we threw in there and kind of worked because now we kind of see where these movies did well or did not go so well. So
were these a success when they came out? And do we hate them now or vice versa? Were they like crapped on as far as money wise, you know, didn't make any money, and then we like him. So it's always good to see how successful it was. So he's going to give you the box office, and I'm going to give you the Rotten Tomato score right after. So we'll know. We'll put them together. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah. So let's get right into it. Terminator 3, Rise of the Machine, 2003. Domestic box office numbers are $150 million domestic. That's pretty big. That's a good opening weekend.
2003,
Well, not opening weekend. Solid. This is the entire solid. Yeah, that's pretty good. International, $283 million. That's pretty, you know, it's crazy.
Once you're over $400 million.
Yeah. We got another subscriber if you hear that sound coming through our...
Hey, thank you.
...into our thing.
That's 420-something? 423, something like that?
Yeah. So, and then... we have the worldwide total of $433 million.
33.
Total. Yep. And guess what? On a budget of $200 million. It's a successful movie, man. That's why they green-lighted Terminator Salvation, which we're going to tackle next week on episode 13.
I'm excited for that one.
Yes, I know you are.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, $433. And if you remember, Terminator 2 made $520 worldwide. Now, that was 12 years earlier. So, you know, different money, inflation and all that kind of stuff. But it still, that's a successful movie. Even with a $200 million budget, it doubled. And even if you factor in the marketing, maybe less than double, but it made money. It did not lose money. It was not a flop. And as far as the Rotten Tomatoes on this, so I'm gonna read the little. I always like these. They're hilarious. Okay. The little consensus and then the score. So it says, although Terminator 3 never reaches the heights of the second movie, it's a welcome addition to the Terminator franchise. 69% fresh. So it is certified fresh. It is not a rotten movie as far as the reviews. It doesn't have overwhelmingly negative reviews. Mostly positive. Almost a 70.
All right, so let's, no further ado, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Let's get right into the actual criteria. Starting off with lead character, which is always Nate. Nate, that's what right. is your lead character, John All Connor? All right.
Well, we're going to tell you if this 70 or 69 or whatever is accurate. And let me tell you, if it's going based off of the lead character, it ain't. Nick Stahl. Starring as John Connor. Mm-hmm. And Nick Stahl's an actor that I think is okay. He was in some stuff in the kind of like late 90s, early 2000s. He's not a terrible actor. He's fine. I'm pretty sure he was in that movie Disturbing Behavior. He definitely was. He was in this. He was in Sin City. He played the yellow bastard in Sin City.
Okay.
He's a fine actor, but I don't like him as John Connor. I don't think he's very good. And I don't like the way John Connor is written in this movie. He's kind of just a bum, you know, like even with the ending of Terminator 2. So we have to tie these together. You know, when we're reviewing a series.
Yeah.
They're supposed to kind of like go together. So when you watch 2 and then you watch this, like, I don't understand how that's his characterization after 12 years or 10 years or whatever it's supposed to be in the movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he's like a bum. He works in a construction job. He don't have no home. He's like kind of homeless. And it's like, really, dude? Like, they were successful in stopping Judgment Day. He should just be able to live his life at that point. His mom was out. He was back with his mom. You know what I mean? Even if she died, you know, which is what the storyline is, that she passed away. Even if that's the case, he should be able to just live his life. And yet he chooses to like live off the grid. Like, they're still coming to get him. Like, it's just silly. I didn't like it. I didn't like him. I don't think Nick Stahl did a great job in this movie. So I'm going to give him a 2. Not crazy about this version of John Connor. 2 for me.
All right. And that, you know what? That's pretty funny. That's interesting. Everything you said is spot on. So for me, the lead character was John Connor. I did not like him at all. I saw this with my wife. This is the first. Actually, this is the second time for her too, because she doesn't like the movie at all.
Oh, nice.
But okay. Yeah, she did not like it. She was like, "Oh, here we go.
Turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off. Yeah, pretty much." So I was like, "Oh boy." But honestly, I did not like John Connor. I do not understand why they did not bring back Eddie Furlong. I don't know if he was still doing drugs or something happened during that time.
Still alive though.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that department, but it did not feel like a John Connor from part 2 all the way to part 3. You're absolutely right. He was like, they totally gave him a 360. Like, he was a hacker, and all of a sudden he lost the hacking ability of getting money, which I was just like, okay, whatever. Now he's a fugitive, which I don't even know why he's a fugitive. Like, do you know why he was a fugitive? Like, I don't know why.
No, they don't mention it. They don't say. And then he's like breaking into the vet to try to steal drugs, you know, because whatever.
Cause shot like or something like that, which I was just like, whatever. But again, like, that didn't work for me at all. Like, that John Connor storyline did not at all work for me. It was weird because he didn't shoot much guns in this movie. I kind of noticed that. He didn't shoot much guns where Eddie Furlong learned how to reload guns, and you kind of think, okay, he's going to be more action-packed in this one. He was not. He was basically the same 12-year-old kid he was in Terminator 2, just in an adult version, because he didn't do nothing at all that's action worthy of in the film. So look, I'm not gonna beat a dead horse here. I gave him lead character. I gave him a whopping 2 out of 5. I did not like him at all as John Connor. I thought John Connor in this storyline sucked.
You made a great point. He was with his mom. You would imagine she trained him to do stuff. All he does in this movie is run.
Oh, and
he's scared.
And build a C4. He knew how to make a C4. Ooh,
because
he
didn't get to use moment.
It. Yeah, he didn't use it, but okay. Yeah. But anyway, main villain, that's me. So we're going to get to the main villain. This is a new Terminator that got sent again from the future to stop John Connor. And now there was another twist. It's John Connor and all his commanders under him that she now that comes to kill all of them, which I thought that was actually a pretty decent plot point. I thought that was pretty good. It wasn't the typical John Connor. It was pretty cool that they spread it all out. I do not remember the name of the robot because I don't think
the TX.
Okay, the TX. All right, I'm going to write it down here in my little notes here. The TX. I liked her abilities. It was the same as the T-1000, but she was more enhanced by a lot. She could turn her hands into cannons, a saw, whereas the T-1000 was just more knives, anything liquid-based.
Anything sharp. Make hard. Yeah, sharp-pointed things. Yeah.
So she was more mechanical and technological, if I'm saying it right, if that's the real word. She could do all that stuff. I enjoyed that. I thought that was pretty cool. It was another breath of fresh air.
Breath of fresh air, yeah.
Yeah, into the villain role. It wasn't the same T-1000 as a female. And it was pretty cool. She had her flaws, which, of course, you got to see when John Connor turned on the magnetic field thing and she got stuck on it. And I was like, nah, that's pretty cool. And then she turned on her saw hand and then broke out of it. And I was like, that's pretty creative. I thought that was a creative piece. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. With all that said, she was hot. She was very gorgeous. She was a believable Terminator. Some of them, we'll get into it. There's other Terminators out there that did not look so good. in my point, the CGI Arnolds, but we'll get that. We'll get to that. But I thought she was a very believable TX. Mm-hmm. I loved her mission. What was her mission? I loved the fact that she could control anything that had a chip in it. I thought that was pretty cool. It was very Chucky 2019, how Chucky could take control, like drones and stuff, everything. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. With that said, I gave TX a 5 out of 5. Wow. I thought she was really good. Yeah, I thought she was really good. She was the saving grace in this movie in terms of villain. I thought she was really good. Nate?
Okay. Yeah, so I gave Arnold a 5 in the originator. The Terminator. I gave Arnold a 5 in the first. I gave Robert Patrick a 5 in the second.
Yes.
So for me, we got high standards, you know, coming through here. Kristanna Loken, that's the actress who plays the TX. I am not a fan overall. I do agree to some of your points, but overall, I'm not a fan of her as a villain. Mm. I agree that I do like that they at least tried to make her different by giving her other abilities that the other ones didn't have, you know, like the hands that can turn into cannons and shoot guns or whatever. But at the end of the day, I also feel like she's slightly lazy in that all they did was, besides adding that, they just took Arnold, who was just the skeleton, and then they took the T-1000, who was liquid, and they just put them together. And it's just liquid and skeleton. Like, she's both. I don't like... Go ahead.
But is she, though? Because she could control electronics. That's totally different from both.
That's what I'm saying. They gave her more abilities, but I'm saying as far as her...
Entity type?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. She's just liquid over... She's liquid over the exoskeleton or whatever. You know what I mean? Whereas the T-1000 was purely liquid. Purely. There was no hard skeleton under him. He was just... liquid metal that can solidify, but there was no exoskeleton, whatever the opposite of exo. I don't know the one that's inside.
He said so the opposite.
it's like they try to just take the best of both and put them together. But really, where she falls flat for me is in her just, okay. So right off the bat, she shows up out of the little orb. You know, they always come time traveling. She comes out, she walks up to the person, and like Terminator in the first one, Arnold was a robot, definitely. But he's like, you know, give me your clothes. He talks kind of, she's just like, I like your car. And then the cop pulls up and she, I like your gun. It's like, she didn't even try to, at least they like communicated. They didn't just outright show up and just start murdering people.
Right.
So it's, right. I don't like that. Like, she just automatically is killing everybody that she meets. It's like, this is, it's too much. I didn't like her acting. I think she's the worst as far as performance wise. I think she's the worst of the three so far. I think Arnold did better. I think Robert Patrick did way better. I'm not huge on her. I gave her a 2.5 for the villain. But I do agree. The reason why it's not a total loss is I do like the extra ability she has. I like that she can control the cars. That's pretty cool. You know, it comes in handy in that one car chase scene. Overall, it's not terrible. Middle, you know, 2.5 is like a 5 out of 10. She's average.
Okay. No. That's your thing. Action sequences. Action scenes. Right.
So, there's action in this, and I do enjoy the car chase scene in this. I always have. I did when I saw it in the theater when I was a teenager, and I enjoyed it now. I like that there's no music playing. There's no music. It's just the sound of destruction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love when Arnold's on the truck and he's hanging on the thing and she like swings it out and is just like ramming him through the buildings. Mm-hmm. He's like smash, 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 like smashing through everything. I love it. I love when he gets hit on the fire truck and then he's, you know, like get out, throws the guy out, starts chasing around the fire truck. Like, I enjoyed that initial action scene. I love the way he gets rid of it, like dropping the anchor down the sewer. Not the anchor, the hook, and it like ties up and then the thing comes flipping over. Like, I think it's a cool action scene. Other than that, I do like that part you mentioned where they're in the when they're going towards the base, like towards the end, and they have that magnetic field mm-hmm. thing, and she gets stuck on it, and like that whole scene is pretty creative. I do like that. I don't like that they freaking give it away that the dad tells them, you know, like, you guys got to get to this base. There's a something generator. It's like, oh, that's going to come in, you know, it's going to come in handy later, I'm sure. And sure enough, it does. And I do like the action scene at the military base. You know, like kind of the third act, that it's big, it's long. The bathroom fight is kind of silly because it just looks bad. Like, the CGI is not good when they're like slamming each other around. But I appreciate the effort. Like, they throw down. Like, they didn't do that in either of the first two movies. Like, two robots slamming each other around. You know what I mean? Robert Patrick, mostly they use guns and he rams, you know, his head with the thing. But these two are literally grabbing each other and slamming each other through stuff. So I appreciated that. It was different. Overall, I give the action a 3. I think it's when you're coming off of T2, which was just perfection, this is a big step down. And that affects it for me. But it's not the worst either. So I give it a 3.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty funny because I enjoyed the action in this movie. I thought the ending sequence of all the machine rising up and killing everybody once they uploaded Skynet into the mainframe or whatever the hell they went to, I thought that was a very well sequence of everyone getting destroyed. You're right. The fight between Arnold and the TX was actually really good. Reminded me of the Superman versus Batman bathroom scene when they're fighting on it. I thought that was a very well put together. You're right. Some things look kind of fake, but it was actually a pretty cool. I think so far the three movies, this is the most you got Arnold fighting another robot for actually physically. A long time, right?
Like definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very well done. The chase scene for me went way too long. Way too long of a chase scene. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I thought that was pretty cool, but I thought it was a way too long chase scene. I mean, he hit the guy with the back of the car. Then he's like turning it on while Claire Danes is stuck in the back. And then all of a sudden it turns on and then he peels off and then it starts that 25-minute car chase scene. I was like, oh, Lord, this is really long. But I thought the beginning was really good when they first introduced the character. And he rams her right through the thing into the, like when they went to the animal shelter or whatever, to the vet. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a pretty cool, well scene of them introducing each other. You could see the aging of Arnold in those scenes. Totally a three. You could totally see the aging on Arnold on that in these scenes. But with that said, in terms of action alone, I gave this a 4 out of 5. I thought it was a really well balanced action. I mean, it's not Terminator 2 action scene, but and even the funeral when he's holding the casket and he has the minigun and he's shooting all over the place. I was like, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
That, you know, he's shooting up the place. So kind of the same thing as T2, but I let it live. So I gave that a 4 out of 5 in that department. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So I go with storyline.
Yep.
So storyline. I kind of liked the storyline. Wow. I thought the storyline was actually pretty good. I thought I was going to hate it. Like I said, I watched it once, so rewatching it, I was like, this was actually a pretty good storyline if they had a really good John Connor to tell the damn storyline. I think what hurt this movie for me was John Connor sucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, yeah. He didn't portray it. I did not like the whole Claire Danes was his wife, and I was like, oh, here we go, that circle we were talking about, and what you talked about.
It was the like time loop. Yep.
The time loop. So I was like, oh, here we go. So where was Claire Danes all this time? Because if Dark Fate took place, so, you know what I mean?
We'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, there's a whole time loop now, because it's like,
she's in Salvation. That character's in Salvation.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that.
Catherine Brewster.
Okay.
Yeah. She's played by not Claire Danes, but Bryce Dallas Howard plays the same role, and it's his wife.
Yeah. So again, so now you introduce a new character, his wife, who does not know is his wife, but it's Destiny that was his wife. Then you introduce the other guys, like the other colonels that they do not know that they're going to be the resistant guys, and they're getting picked off because this TX is going to kill everyone until she starts licking blood, and it's like, oh. We got John Connor somewhere around here. And I'm like, all right, cool. Honestly, I do like the whole Judgment Day happened. Like, they couldn't stop it. The father just sent them into a bunker. Like, dude, you're going in that bunker. Like, no way, shape, and form. So he lied to them. There was no way they could turn back the machines. So with that said, I liked it. It was inevitable. Like Arnold's been saying throughout the first three movies, that Judgment Day was going to happen, and it happened. So with that said, I give the storyline a 4 out of 5. I kind of enjoyed the storyline. I just think John Connor sucked. And Claire Danes was good. I liked her. Yeah. She was pretty good for what she had. But I just thought John Connor stunk. Well, then that's a 4 out of 5.
Okay. Interesting. You know, it's interesting that you say you're not a big fan of the franchise, and then, you know, this one you're so far mid. Pretty good. I am a big fan of the franchise, actually, and I don't. So here's what happens with this movie. This movie is a point for me with the franchise where it does a lot of things I don't like, and then it leads into certain things in the next movie, but then really it has nothing to do with any of the ones after that. And then it also kind of undoes everything I liked about the first two. So I'm not a big fan of the storyline in this one, because, like I said, this was a franchise that was not supposed to be a franchise. It was a sequel, and it was supposed to. James Cameron wrote that movie with Finality. And then this movie, they said, well, it made $520 million, so we got to make another one. And then, like you said, they're introducing stuff. They're just making stuff up. Like, they're just, like, pulling out of a hat. Like, well, what if now he's going to have a wife that we're just going to... Like, if they should have known that Catherine Brewster existed because they're from the future anyway, in the Terminator 1 and 2. They should have went and tried to kill her, too. But they never did. You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. That's the biggest plot hole of once you introduce new characters is like, why didn't you just kill the parents? Because she's not born yet. Connor's not born yet. So yeah.
Why did you go back before? Why didn't you just kill Sarah Connor when she was a little kid? But I mean, it doesn't matter. So she's just made up all of a sudden. She's new. Now we got her as an extra character. And, you know, and then like the fact that they're like, well, John, you know, you die in the future. It's like, well, everyone's going to die. He's still going to make it to the future. Clearly, he's still going to be the general. And then like his whole thing of being like, well, like, he's like, I don't want to know. Like, don't, like, bro, you're going to live for another. It's going to be crap because the whole world's going to blow up. But you're going to live like for another long while. Just, you know, Accept it. I did like that Arnold. So here's what I like about the storyline. I like that the T-800 in this kind of, I like the way Arnold plays it. You know, like he's like, I can't beat her. She's too powerful. I am just, you know, I'm just a machine who's just here to try my best to defend you guys. You know, so I like him in this, but overall I give it a 2. I don't like it. I don't like what it does to the first two movies as a sequel. I'm not a big fan.
You know, it's funny that you say that. And I think the reason why, for me, I enjoy this story a lot is maybe because I am not a diehard fan of the Terminator franchise. You know what I mean? Like, because I don't need to look at the storyline like as you look at it. You look at it as entire, you know, from A to Z, where I'm like, okay, taking a film at a time.
Sure.
How does this entertain me? I'm like, okay, it does. Where you're branching out through all the storylines, like, wait, how the hell did this chick get from here to be, and where was she? So I kind of understand it from you, but I'm not knocking your score. I mean, a 2 is, it is what it is. But
this is going to happen a lot because there are, when we go through these franchises, there's going to be ones that you really like that I probably don't like as much. Like Rambo. I am not a diehard Rambo fan. I'm really not. So I'm interested to see, you know, when we get to that one, you know, how it's going to go. But yeah, that's why it's so fun to do it. So, for me, it's a 2. So now we're to what, overall, right?
Yeah, we're up to overall. Yeah.
Okay. Overall, I'll just give my score right out the bat, 2.5 or 2.5 for those of you scoring at home. I think it's, or a 5 out of 10 in my mind. That's how I score it. I think it's definitely one of the worst in the franchise for me. We're going to get to another one later, and I think it's going to be a battle for the bottom for me. Because I don't remember Genesis much, but I remember not liking it that much. So we'll see. This is either my least favorite or my second least favorite. It depends. This podcast we will solve it because we're going to rank them later. But I'm just not a big fan of this one. I like some of the action. I like Arnold in it. Actually, you're right. He definitely looks older, but I like the way he plays the character. Still, as much of a character as a robot could be. I like how he plays it. I can watch. It's one of those movies like I can watch it without being like upset, but at the same time, it doesn't do much for me either. It's like it's on, stuff's blowing up. I can get through. It's less than 2 hours, so I give it that. It's short. You know, it doesn't stay too long. The visual of the ending is cool. You know, with the whole like with the bombs going off and everything, like the nuke and the way it starts too, where it has that nuclear explode, like it looks cool. But I'm just not crazy about this one, so it's a 2.5 for me overall.
Yeah, I mean, wow, that's pretty low. I mean, the first time I think you scored something this low for overall, right?
No, because Die Another Day was probably
Die Another Day. Yeah, that's lower. Yeah, that's the history we're making right
and
now.
And maybe Tomorrow Never Dies too, because my total is higher for this one than for that one.
So. That's true. For me, look, I'm gonna, man, this is so funny. I'm gonna say it out the bat too, just to get it out the way. I actually really enjoyed this movie, so I gave this a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I know you're gonna laugh. I know. I see you laughing. Well, I mean, going, this guy's an idiot. He's a buffoon. No, I see it. No, I'm going to say why I enjoyed it. Okay. Arnold was not the T-800. Arnold was the T-1001. I think that was the model he was.
It's the same thing.
But I think that was his model. Like, he was off the T-800, but his model number was the 1001, not the same one that John Connor went.
No, it was always been like T-800 something series 101 or something. Yeah, it's like one. Title. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought he was old. I was like, all right, but he's still fit. There couldn't have been no one to play the guy. Yeah, he was still big. You could just tell he was old. And I was like, okay, whatever. I really enjoyed the TX. I thought she was very well. I do agree with what you said in the beginning. She was, when she spoke, it was not as a robot.
I like your car.
I like your car.
I like your gun. Okay, come on. We can deliver all your lines like this.
Don't Are you John Connor? And I remember that. Are you
Catherine Brewster? And she licks the blood. No.
Yeah, that freaked me out. I was like, you couldn't touch it, but you had to lick it. Yeah. I was like, whatever. I thought her cat, I really enjoyed her that robot. I really enjoyed it. I love the action scenes. I thought the action scenes fit very well with the movie that they had. I like the whole how she was connected to the future because her father was the one who did up the, that uploaded the Skynet codes. Yeah. I was like, okay. But again, where the hell was her name when they talked about it in the second
movie?
Like when they were talking about Skynet would be uploading the movie.
Like, of course, John Connor's future wife is also the daughter of the guy who created it. Like, okay, give me, this is just too convenient. It's silly, but yeah. I get it.
I understand too. So I was just like, okay, pretty cool. I was like, whatever. But then my negatives, John Connor sucked. I mean, we already agreed across the board on that lead character. He was just god-awful. I wish they just brought back Eddie Furlong, whether he had cocaine in him or not. I don't care. Like, you should have just brought him back because he was more believable than this damn guy.
Yeah.
But with that said, I did like the ending a lot. I did like the whole doomsday. You saw it happening from the bunker, and then he goes, I'm John Connor. And I guess he said that, what, I'm USA, I think he said. I'm the only one in the bunker or something. Because they were like, who are you? And he was like, John Connor.
Yeah. He's tough because he didn't do much, but he's there. He's alive. So
yeah, they were like, who are you? We're here from Tokyo. And he was like, this is John Connor.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did anything that he does in this movie set you up to believe that he was going to be a future leader, military guy? Like,
I think so. Like, the minute he said those words, I think I believed it. He was just like,
really?
He was like, I'm John Connor.
He just did a deep voice. I could do that. It'd be all of a sudden.
There you go. Nothing. Well, go ahead. You do it. Let me close my eyes.
I'm John Connor.
Yeah, see, I want to fight with you. I want to fight.
I'm your
commander. That's all you did. Because come on, the minute he said, like, he was like, I'm John Connor. What happened? Claire Danes started holding his hands. Like, they were going to have sex.
Everyone else is blown away.
Yeah, she was like, oh my God. Like, he has a macho side I haven't seen. Like,
well, I guess I love him.
I love him now. But anyway, I liked the ending. I thought it was pretty cool. Other than that, that's why I gave it a 4 out of 5, man.
I forgot one thing. Before we give our total, I forgot one thing because I put it in my notes and I forgot to say it. I hate how many bad jokes. There's so much attempt at humor in this movie that is so lame. I hate the way Arnold gets his clothes, like when he goes to the male stripper thing at the beginning.
Oh my God, I forgot!
So stupid. He's like, talk to the hand, the guy, the dancer or whatever. And then he like literally talks into his hand. And then he puts on the glasses and they're like star glasses. Like, why would he, honestly, why would he care to take them? Like, he's a robot. He doesn't know if they're cool or not. And he like throws them off. It's so dumb. The only joke, or I don't even know if it's a joke, but the only part that made me laugh, and it makes me laugh every time I watch this movie, guaranteed, is when they're driving in the car and he's like, he's driving and Claire Danes making all that noise. And then Arnold's like, relax. And then she keeps going. He's like, relax. It makes me laugh every single time. Other than that, I hate all the attempts at humor because they're not funny.
No, I totally get you. I remember when he did it in the guy at the 7-Eleven. He was like, talk to the hand.
Yeah, you going to pay for that? Talk to the hand. Oh, my God. Just so stupid.
All right. So let's get to the total scores. What you got here?
Overall, that's a 2, a 2.5, a 3, a 2, a 2.5. That's a 12 out of 25. Almost a 5 out of 10. You know, it mirrors my overall score pretty much. But, it's... Again, I can watch it. I own it. I can watch it without wanting to, like, you know, jump out the window, but I don't love it. It's just pretty meh to me.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, in terms of myself, it's a 2, a 5, a 4, a 4, a 4, for a total of 19 out of a 25. I really enjoyed it. And then the second time you watched it.
This one better than the first one.
Huh? Yes, I did. I actually did. I think it had more action. The other one's still
better than Terminator 1.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. I know. I know people are going to tell, oh, man, now you're just going to open a floodgate. Everyone's going to be like, but again.
How dare you?
Yeah. So again, guys, Nate had a whopping 12. I had a 19 out of a 25. He's the bigger fan than I am. But of course, this is the third time for you guys to have a chance to win the Rambo Sweepstakes. We're going to be dropping the keyword any second now. Once you hear it, please DM me or Nate over at Level to Geeks. And of course, at Nateflix Reviews on Instagram. And you guys will be entered to win Rambo 1 through 5, plus the extended cut, Last Blood. So with that said, let's get right into it. Once you hear the keyword, so in 3, 2, one.
Talk to the hand.
There you go. That is the keyword. All you have to do now is just DM me or Nate over on Instagram, Levels of Geeks, and Netflix Reviews, and you guys will be entered for the Rambo Sweepstakes. So, Nate, please close it out.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean, that's our take on Terminator 3. You know, a enjoyable experience for Alex. A moderate for me. Like, you know, whatever. I could live without it. But next week, we will, of course, be reviewing, as far as Terminator movies, Terminator Salvation. This is another one that is, I think, 3, 4, and 5 especially are very divisive with people. 5, maybe. I think most people just hate 5. I think 3 and 4 are divisive. You got people, you got fans of each, and you have contractors, you know, detractors, I should say, detractors of each one. You know, so I'm interested to get to that one. That'll be next week, where we talk about what happens after this bomb goes off, because now this has reset the whole franchise. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to doing that one. But that'll be next week. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, like Nate said, next week we're going to be tackling Salvation. And then, of course, we're going to be hitting into our December action movies, which wherever it takes place in Christmas, we're going to be reviewing it for the Christmas of the month of December. So with that said, we might start off with Die Hard or Lethal Weapon. We'll decide after that whatever is our favorite. But other than that, those are going to be one of those two movies will be the next episode right after Terminator Salvation. And then throughout is going to be an action movie that takes place of the setting of Christmas. And again, guys, thank you so much. Follow us on our social media accounts. Again, like I said, in Instagram is Levels of Geeks. Nate's over is at Nateflix Reviews. Of course, I'm on Twitter at Levels of Geeks. And of course, I have a Twitch, Levels of Geeks, where I play my video games, my baseball games, and other games, where you guys can follow there, or on YouTube also, like, share, and subscribe on you on the channel. And of course, if you listen to us on the go, please rate us and give us some feedback over on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Again, guys, thank you so much for listening to us on our podcast, or if you guys are watching us on YouTube. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate.
Be awesome to each other. And geek out.